Travelling in Ireland. There's a reason Ireland's so green, you know. It's because it's always bloody raining there. And that fact actually makes it one of the most beautiful countries I've ever visited. We thought we'd go in August. That's the best time of the year, we were told, to get some sunny days. We spent the whole month there, 31 days. And we only had 3 days without rain. In August! Actually, anything to escape Spain's summer heat was a blessing. We took the ferry from Liverpool and hired a car in Dublin. Our budget wasn't great, so we took a tent. Camping, we thought, would help keep down the cost. And if the weather got bad, we could always spend the odd night in a bed and breakfast if necessary. As soon as we got out into the countryside, the charm of Ireland had us under its spell. Winding country roads, friendly pubs in the middle of nowhere, and picturesque villages with smiling, happy locals and quaint little shops. Three tastes of Ireland have stayed with me after all these years. The Guinness, which is creamier and more delicious than I've tasted anywhere, fish and chips in Kilkenny, and scrambled eggs on homemade soda bread with real Irish butter on a campsite near Donegal. We ended up staying in bed and breakfast places more than we'd intended, partly because of the bad weather. We needed to dry out our clothes and our camping gear, and also because they were so wonderful. Most of the B&Bs we discovered had breathtaking views of the countryside, and all of them came with a full Irish breakfast, which kept us going until dinner in the evening. I think this trip was one of the most enjoyable we've ever taken. We went over our budget, but it was worth every penny, and I'd go back again to visit the Emerald Isle in a heartbeat. With an umbrella, of course.